My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Just before the interview, Daniel Alonso and I were having a conversation in regards to becoming, you know, financially independent, having wealth, health, and, you know, freedom as well. So I want to start our conversation off today with a quote from the multi-million dollar Daniel Alonso. And it is, "You may not be the fastest, but if you last the longest, you will end up winning." Daniel, what do you mean by this? I think that quote is so crucial for everyone to hear. And I want to hear what you mean behind that, and especially within your journey, and, you know, learn the concepts that you used in order to become so successful today. And at, I mean, a very young age.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, get that. They see that quote, you know, and they can relate to it because, you know, a lot of us are not like rocket ship to the top. You know, some people, we, you know, we try something new, we fail at it, we fall down. You know, I had several other little businesses that I started before I ended up starting the business that actually did very, very well. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that when you decide to try something new and to go for something and to really give it your all, you know, and you get knocked down and just, you know, it's like, Britt, you see all these people and it seems like everybody's just getting rich so fast, you know, everybody just, you know, everybody's so successful so fast. And I knew if I just started and I just went for it, and I lasted longer than everybody else. If I didn't give up, if I didn't quit, and I just believed in what I was doing, I mastered my craft, I studied it, I showed up early, I stayed late, I did all the things that I knew most people would never do, then I knew that eventually I'd come out ahead.
This is so, so true. Like, are you willing to do what it takes, right, to get that, to that point of success? You know, and most people quit before they, you know, really even get started. So this is huge. Now, Daniel, by 24, you were making 100 grand a year. Then by 28, you were financially independent. Let's talk about that. What were some of the concepts that you, you know, you learned and you besides the ones we touched on, you really incorporated in order to make this success happen at such a young age?
Well, the first thing is when I got started in business at 21, I went and talked to a mentor of mine, a family friend, and she was very, very successful, top of her game in real estate. And I said, what do you think, you know, like what kind of business should I go in? And I almost went into real estate, but I ended up choosing financial services. And the reason why I chose this particular financial services company is because they had a model that was set up where I didn't have to just be a salesperson for the rest of my life. They had a model where I could recruit people, I could train people, I could mentor people, I could coach people, I could build a team. So that way, I didn't have to work for the rest of my life. I could actually build other successful people. Like, you know, it's kind of like, If I was Ray Kroc and I invented McDonald's, and he basically said, hey, look, I'm going to go open up a bunch of franchises and I'm going to help a lot of other people become successful. And because they're going to work and sell hamburgers, they're going to make money and I'm going to make money. And that's exactly how my financial services company was set up. And so when I got started, that was my primary focus. So if somebody says, how did I start making $100,000 in a couple of years? Because I recruited and trained people, and I spent a lot of effort and time learning how to be a leader. I started at 21. I had, you know, low self-esteem. I had a lot of limiting beliefs. I was not the most likely to succeed in high school. I was a bad boy. I got in a lot of trouble growing up in high school and even before high school, a lot of fights, a lot of drinking, I started drinking at a very young age, smoked things probably shouldn't have been smoking. And so I was going on that path. And so when I was introduced to business, it was like my whole world opened up. And I'll tell you a funny, quick, funny story is
please.
When I was 14 years old, I was out in Newport Beach, California, and I was running the streets with one of my buddies and his mom. I don't remember. I was so young, but I think she was an alcoholic because she was like, drunk, passed out at like 10 o'clock at night.
Probably,
and so me and my buddy, we went roaming the streets all night long. And, 2 o'clock in the morning, we end up finding this truck or this van. And I opened it because we used to open up doors in cars and then we would steal like sunglasses or take change out of the, we try to find something, we weren't stealing cars, but we were just hoodlums, dumb little kids doing dumb things.
Yeah.
And so one night I found this radio, boombox radio, and this is the 80s. So, man, boombox radios were popular, right? This was like, oh my God.
That was a find.
That was like the jackpot, man.
You hit the lottery with that thing then, right?
We did. And so I grabbed it and I ran home and back to his house. And then I opened up the tape cassette player. And there was a tape from Jack Canfield. And it was called Self-Esteem and Peak Performance. And it was like a set of 9 tapes, but I only had one. I only ever listened to that one tape, but I listened to that tape probably 100 times. And I still have the radio today. To this day, I still have the radio and I still have the tape cassette to this day. I kept it all these years. It changed my life. I mean, I learned how to ask for what I wanted. I learned how to not give up. Just in this one tape cassette changed my life forever. If anybody knows Jack Canfield, please, I've written him several times. I want him on my podcast. I want to have a conversation with him. I want to tell him this story because he really did change my life in a big way.
That is, I'm so glad you elaborated and dove into that story as well, because that is huge. You're like, okay, I'm out here doing hoodlum stuff, but by doing this led me to where I am today. So, everything happens for a reason. And to be able to find a cassette tape like that to change your whole life, like that's huge. That's huge.
So just to kind of fully answer your question, I made the money selling financial services and, products in investments, mutual funds, annuities, college funds, retirement plans, and insurance, mainly life insurance is what we've always really done. And I still earn passive income from that company. And that's my main source of income, even to this day. So, I mean, from 21, I'm 49 now. I just turned 49 years old. And, it's everything that they told me. I came into this meeting. I talked to this guy. It sounded like that movie Boiler Room or something like that, and they're saying, oh, you're going to make all this money and get rich. And I was making $7 an hour at the time. And they're telling me all this stuff. And my mind is just blown because I never met anybody rich. I never met anybody with a Ferrari. I never met anybody that had ever done anything really huge like that. And
I just,
for some reason, Britt, I just bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I always tell people, you got to see it, then you got to believe it, and then you got to take massive action. And I saw it, like a vision. I'm like, how could people not get this? Like, why do people want to go to a job when they could actually build a company and get other people, help other people become successful? But in that situation, we're all winning. Like, it was a total win-win situation in my mind. And I'm 21 years old. And I'm like, how do people not get this? And that is, I believe, why I ended up doing well. And by 28, I was financially free, saved my first $1 million. I was making $500,000 a year in passive income at that time. And I look back and that all happened because I mastered my craft. But I also, when I started making money, I lived below my means. I didn't go out and spend a bunch of money. I was I was making 300 grand. I think I was maybe 24, 25, 26 maybe. And I was driving a $10,000 beat up Maxima. And we were living in a 1200 square foot condo. And we were like, I think our grocery bill per month was $120.
Wow.
Like literally, I mean, it was just two of us and we didn't have kids at the time, but we just made a decision that we're going to get financially free. Like everybody was telling me, buy a bigger house. You know, you got to sell the dream. You got to show like you're, you know, making all this money and you got to, you know, get people. And every time somebody told me something, I knew that I was on the right track because usually, you know, what everybody else is saying is generally not right because everybody thinks that there's an easier, quicker, faster way. And for me, I just said, you know what? I'm going to stick to my game plan. I know how much I was saving 50% of my income at that time. And I was just, you know, just investing. I was investing in mutual funds. I mean, some of my mutual funds were doing really, really well at the time. You know, I learned how to trade stocks. I was trading stocks. I bought real estate. You know, we ended up buying commercial property. We, you know, there's, you know, other homes and things like that. And so we made just good financial choices. And then of course the business, I kept working the business and that was the passive income from the business. Cause I had, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 offices by the time I was 28. So that thing was running on its own. And then my investments were running on their own. And so it was a good time. It was a really good time.
I really like how you mentioned, you know, you were living within your means or below your means. Like, you know, and there was a quote and I don't know exactly how it went, but, you know, it was saying, you know, act as if you can't afford the bread until you own the bakery or something like that. Right. I mean, today we see a lot of people like flashing all these brands and, you know, crazy cars that they can't even afford realistically. Right. And what is the point until actually earn that?
Yeah. I mean, it's people stand in front of, private planes, like they flew a private plane. I mean, I don't even fly private. And I got, you know, my net worth probably $20 million today. I can afford it, but I don't do it. And the reason why I don't do it is because I don't think it's a good financial decision at this point. Now, maybe 10 years down the road and I got $100 million net worth. Okay. Maybe it's a different situation. But again, those are the type of things that I just don't believe are smart financial decisions, especially in my life. I don't need to be anywhere in any, you know, specific time. I mean, it's not like, you know, if I take a flight and it takes me 3 hours to get onto the plane versus, you know, 30 minutes. Well, that 3 hours or that 2.5 hours that I'm saving is not worth 20 grand. It's just not
exactly,
you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And I look, I'm financially organized, Britt. I sit down once a week. I manage my finances. I mean, I manage probably more than that, but at least once a week, I sit down. I look at where all the money's going. I make sure I categorize everything. I don't, a lot of times people, now granted, if I had, you know, tons of, you know, if I had thousands of properties and things like that, obviously I'm going to have a bigger staff and things like that But I make millions of dollars a year and I have one secretary. I have one secretary. I have no overhead and I have no debt. So think about that for a second, right? I mean, I have no financial worries. All my bills are paid on the first of the month and it's automatic draft. Everything just goes out. It's done. That's it. And I just, and whatever you want to do, whatever you want to go and you just do it.
And you literally make money in your sleep because of these passive income investments. Let's dive in even deeper into the investing and, you know, insurance and passive income. I know we touched on a lot of it, but if you want to just elaborate, I think it's super important for anyone else trying to get to a place like you have, like this freedom and abundance and all of it?
Well, look, I mean, the easiest way to say it is when you build a business instead of being an employee. If you're an employee, you're going to work till you die. I mean, let's just be honest. It's just not a smart idea to have one stream of income. Mm-hmm. I want lots of streams of income. I trade options. I trade stocks. I have real estate. I have rental. So you have lots of streams of income. I have agents that work in my business. So each agent, if you think about it for a second, so I might go and buy a property, and let's just say it's a $500,000 home. And then after all said and done, I net out $500 a month. Okay. Now I had to put down 50 grand or whatever it was to, you know, in the property and to buy that property. Well, now I'm putting out money. Plus I got to pay for, I'm doing this right now. I'm actually releasing out my commercial property and it's costing me $100,000 just to lease it out because I got to do tenant improvements. I had to pay for commissions. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I had to do. So your outlay is a lot of money to do certain things when it comes to real estate. Well, guess what I did was I went and I met somebody, right? So let's just say just hypothetically, right? So I recruit you into my business. Well, now I teach you financial services. Now we have all the teaching online now. So I don't even have to really spend a whole lot of time with you. If you're self-motivated, you'll learn most of it on your own. Now I'll assist. I will do trainings and, you know, obviously have lots of support for people that are getting started. But the truth is most of it is automated now. And I specifically did that even since 1999. I mean, I was one of the first people in our industry, our company, to start putting things on audio cassette and then DVD and then have websites and all these. I was ahead of the curve on all these different ideas because I wanted freedom. And so, but the point I was trying to make is like, if I recruit one person and that person writes one sale a month, I will bonus, like my bonus for them writing a sale, since I train them, will be about $500. Mm-hmm. So instead of me outlaying $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is to buy a property, I could recruit one person and net out the same amount of money that I would be netting per month on that one property. Now guess what happens? I recruited people that write 10 sales a month. I recruit people that write 20 sales a month. I now have locations that write 30 and 40 sales every single month without me even. Matter of fact, some of these people, they don't even like me. I have no relationship with some of these people.
Right. You don't even know some of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I mean, most of my age, we have 1,500 licensed agents. I don't even know. I probably don't know at this point in my career. I don't know 90% of them. I don't even know their names.
And it's incredible to think of it, like, you know, that is such a way to leverage and have this passive income and make money in your sleep by doing a good job as a leader like you are.
That's it. That's it.
Duplicating it, teaching it so someone else can do the same thing you're doing and they teach it. And look at all this passive income still to this day and forever probably coming your way, right? So
yeah, God willing, these people continue to have success. Because remember, the beautiful thing about it, Britt, and you got to get this, man. People will work harder for themselves than they will for you. So
100%.
So they're not interested in me. You know, you think they're thinking about me today? You know, they don't care about me. They're just trying to build a great company for they're recruiting people. They're building systems now. They're opening up locations. They're creating environments of success and doing great things. But what happens is because of the system that we're a part of, I still get bonuses from the efforts of every single person in that organization that they've built.
This is crazy, right? Like, you have to find something that you can duplicate and pass down, and the same person's doing the same thing. And then look at this amazing, huge organization you have. Like, who, like, there's no better way, honestly. And like you said, like, if you want freedom, health, wealth, all of that, to sit on a beach on a, during the week on a Monday or whatever it is, you can't do that by being an employee all your life. You'll never become rich as an employee all your life. You'll never have that freedom.
100%.
So Daniel, I wanted to ask you, you know, as a successful entrepreneur, since such a young age, what are some traits that you see maybe within yourself and other hyper successful entrepreneurs that any traits you see in common? Like whether that's like a morning routine, motivation, self-discipline, whatever. I want to hear it from you that you see within yourself and other successful entrepreneurs that might be common traits.
Yeah, yeah. 100% mindset, mental toughness, leadership, focus, determination, persistence. I see it all the time because I'm around successful people all of the time. So it's very normal when you're in the right environment. The challenge with most people today is they're hanging out with a bunch of losers and they're trying to become successful hanging out with loser people. You know, people that are unorganized, people that are not disciplined, people that don't take care of their health. And by the way, you don't have to be rich to take care of your health. Right. I mean, you just stop eating fast food, man. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, drink a lot of water. Matter of fact, it's actually pretty cheap if you think about it, because I limit my intake, right? I mean, instead of the double hamburger at the place, why not just get a regular hamburger? Or don't even get a hamburger at all. Go eat some, you know, fish or something, you know, and
doing a little bit of fasting
or do some fasting. That'll save you some money.
It's good for you. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the cheapest form of losing weight, you know,
really?
People are, I mean, they're going to these fad diets and they're trying all these different, like, oh my God, like even for me, you know, people say, do you have a trainer? And, you know, I've tried a trainer before and I'm not knocking trainers. I think trainers are great because they help you with discipline and things like that. But if you have some discipline, guess what I do? I go to the gym and I have a little routine that I do. It takes me about an hour and a 15 minutes with stretching. I ride about 5 miles or I'll do the stair stepper or whatever. I mean, it's like an hour and 15 minutes and I'm in and I'm out. I don't need anybody to tell me how to do the things that I'm doing. It's like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, whatever, you know, 5, 6, 7 different like little, you know, machines that you use or whatever. And I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm 49 years old, man. And I feel amazing. Right. I absolutely feel amazing. As far as breakfast, I have a protein shake, like a giant protein green drink. I do, maybe some yogurt and granola and nuts and berries and stuff like that. And I'll do that in the morning. I feel great. On another day, maybe I'm a little bit more hungry. I'll have some eggs and avocado. I mean, think about all that stuff is not expensive. It's not expensive to buy yogurt. You know,
it's so much more expensive to get fast food and then your body gets used to it and is hungrier. It's not actually filling up with any nutrients. It makes you hungry right away. You're overeating. It doesn't do the job. It's cheaper to eat whole healthy foods in the long run, truly. And totally. It's worth, even though it might be a little bit more pricier at the moment, it is worth it. It's so worth it for your health, honestly, because your health is everything. It helps with your mindset, your business, whatever you got going on. It all starts with your health, right? A lot of it anyway. But.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and really just to, I know we had talked about my book, Wealth on the Beach, and you can get it on Amazon, but it's 11 universal laws for building financial freedom. And the reason why I mention it right now is because some of the chapters are mindset, leadership, qualities of the wealthy, mastering your craft, your network, right? Lifting up people, right? Growing people, mastering the sales game, because you got to learn how to sell, replicating the process. We talked about that duplication, right? Mastering financial intelligence, understanding, you know, what's the rule of 72, the high cost of waiting, things like that. creating, and then of course the legacy, creating lasting wealth. And so those are the areas that, because really what this book is just a culmination of everything I did for all of those years. And I just, because I was telling a group, I was on another podcast the other day, and I was telling this, or I spoke for a big group the other day, and I said that when I was growing up in the business, I was making PowerPoint presentations for my teams every single Saturday. I would go to a training at 9 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours. I'd maybe talk for, you know, maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes every Saturday morning. And then other times I'd have other trainers come up and we'd train stuff, right? Every Saturday morning. And I would make a PowerPoint every Saturday morning or every big event or every, you know, time I would get on stage to speak. And I saved all these PowerPoints. And then I thought about it. And I said, man, there's so much wealth of information, you know, so much massive knowledge. Wealth of information here, knowledge in all of these PowerPoints. So I took all these PowerPoints and I went through all of them. And then I figured out, like, what's the common denominator? What are the keys? You know, how did I really do it? Because sometimes when you make a lot of money, this is what happens. You start making up shit because you don't even remember what the hell you did, right? You're like, you just like,
actually, you know, I believe that's true.
No, I'm telling you, people. And then this is the other thing, is you get rich and you're soft now. You know, that's why you see a lot of rich people. They're like, oh, you know, it's okay. You got to be, you know, balanced and conscious about your life and very zen. And you got to make sure you're always on the level and you got to be calm and you got to be, you know, precise. And no, that's bullshit. When you're grinding, Britt, when you're on it, man, like, give me a break, man. I mean, you are working 24/7. You're on it. You're, you know, look, I threw erasers in my meetings before. I yelled at people before. I mean, I've been, you know, on fire before, upset. I used to do emergency meetings at midnight with my agents. I mean, not every day or anything like that, but I'm right. Again, you get what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah,
you're not this zen, quiet, calm person that everybody likes, you know, us to believe and think. It's not true.
It's like,
especially if you want to build an organization, like a team of people and get people excited about their future. Sometimes you got to raise the level of energy.
100%. And if you want the same people, the same vision and passion as you, and to drive, you know? So, with that being said, like, throughout your journey, real quick here, you had mentioned, like, okay, you see other people who are like humble and they're like zen, whatever. And this is what I do not like, is we always hear and see stories of just the wins, but we're not and like, why don't we talk more about like what you and I are having a conversation about, the in-between, the challenges, how you overcame it. Yeah. You threw erasers at the wall. You had emergency meetings at 12 in the middle of the night with your team. Like, let's talk about those times too. And let's, because people are struggling during this time and we need to be able to relate to something. So I just want to thank you for being able to, you know, be vulnerable and open about those challenging times too, because at the end of the day, you don't get all the success overnight, right? You have to know what happens in between. And like you said, back to your quote, you may not be the fastest, but if you last the longest through all those challenging times, you'll end up winning. So true.
Yeah, it's it definitely is a journey. And I would, you know, challenge everyone just to, you know, continue to believe in yourself. You know, I think people just need to start believing in themselves again and believing that something is real, because look, somebody's building a mansion somewhere. You know, somebody's building a supercar somewhere. I mean, somebody's vacationing in a beautiful location somewhere. And I just feel like some people, they just lose hope. And I want to encourage people to, you know, just start believing in yourself. Try something. You know, DM somebody that you think is successful or that you'd like to learn from, and just reach out and say, what should I do? How can I do it?
Where do I start?
Where do I start? How can I? And then you can start from there because you're trying to do everything on your own. And I'm so lucky. I can't even tell you. I mean, I say this all the time. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world. I mean, because I had mentors. I had people like me today at 21 years old that took me under their wing and they said, do this and do that. Now, I didn't take anything personal. That's another thing, the challenges of a lot of people, man. When somebody coaches you tough, remember, you want to be told what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
There's no growth in that comfort zone.
That's it. And everybody, I mean, a lot of people are just little babies. You know, a lot of people need to take a checkup from the neck up. Are you a little baby? Are you an adult grown person that if somebody that you can differentiate the truth and a lie? You know, if somebody says that, you know, something about me, I know whether it's true or a lie. If I'm not hitting my numbers, or if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or and somebody calls me out and they said, hey, look, man, you're kind of lazy. You're being lazy right now. You know you're not prospecting. You know you're not after right now. You know you're not really working hard. Now, you have two choices at that moment. You can say, F you. You don't know my situation. You don't know what I went through. You don't know how I feel. Or the other choice is you could say, you're right. I got to change. I got to do something about, I'm watching way too much Netflix right now. I'm really not on it. I mean, I'm just not doing the things that I'm supposed to do. And you know what? That shit's going to change today. I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to turn this thing around, and I'm going to change my life. That is how a winner talks. The other way is why 99% of America is broke or complaining about money. You're going to get into the top 1% because you decide to get mentally tough, mentally determined. And don't you ever back down, or don't you ever take no for an answer when it comes to your life and your dreams.
Daniel, thank you so much for today. You have been absolutely rock star, and I'm so grateful you're able to not only inspire myself, but my entire audience. Thank you so, so much. And, you know, I want to give you the last minute, couple minutes here. If there's any bits and pieces we just didn't have a chance to cover on the interview, I know they're short. Go ahead and say them now. And then, of course, the best way for everyone to connect with you.
Well, I mean, all I can say is that, you know, winners hang around winners, man. Find a group of people that you can hang around. I think, you know, people that have their head in the right spot, and they're, you know, spiritual leaders, and they're people that are trying to guide you to do what's right. You know, there's one thing, right? You can make money by screwing people, or you can make money by doing what's right. Always pick doing what's right, even though you might make less money. So that's my last word. But how to get a hold of me is at Daniel Alonzo Instagram. That's a great place. I have alonzoacademy.com where people can read about my story. YouTube, Daniel Alonzo YouTube channel. All my podcast videos are on YouTube. And then, of course, iTunes and Spotify for the audios. Wealth on the Beach podcast. And, of course, my book, Wealth on the Beach. And by the way, it's in audio version. I recorded it in Slovakia. It was a really cool experience. I lived there for a couple months this year. And I recorded my audiobook over there. And it's a really awesome audiobook recording. We recorded it professionally and it sounds amazing. And I think you guys will love, just as an added, because one of the things I always did was I listened to audiobooks before I went to sleep, and I allowed the audiobooks to penetrate my subconscious while I was sleeping. So if you want to learn things faster, if you want to gain more knowledge, and sometimes I say things and I'm like, where did that come from? And it's because I've gained so much knowledge through the years by listening to audiobooks while I'm sleeping, and they will seep into your subconscious, which allows you to learn faster, to retain information better. Because remember, your subconscious records everything. Our conscious, we forget things all the time, right? But our subconscious never forgets anything. It's just recalling it that sometimes is difficult. But and then, of course, you know, make sure that you guys are, you know, I have a 21-day program on Soak, the app Soak. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's about frequencies. And but there's a really cool little 21-day program on there. Check it out, SOAAK.com. And just look me up on that app. And but man, there's just so many ways to connect with people that want to help you. So please reach out to these people, befriend them, add value, try to add value to their life first, but always reach out to people that you admire. Don't be afraid, man. We all came from the same place, man. We're not better than you. You know, most of us have the same insecurities. We have the same bullshit going on in our life. My life ain't perfect. I promise you. Everybody acts like it looks perfect. It's not perfect. Right. I got plenty of challenges in my life, just like maybe other people do. It's just that, you know, some of us, we just decide to think positive. You know, I get up every day and I say, great things always happen to me. That's a mantra I say every single day. I'm alive, I'm awake, and I feel great. I feel good. I feel fine. I feel this way all the time. And great things always happen to me. And been doing that for, you know, 25 years. And my life just, you know, continually, you know, gets a little bit better all the time.
I love that. And I think that the fact that you are showing gratitude, just more better things keep coming. Good things keep happening when you can express gratitude, you know, even during challenging times. So Daniel, you are an absolute rock star. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I've got the app, the Soak app. I cannot wait. And group, go check out Daniel. Everything will be in the show notes as well. So go ahead and click on any of the links. And if you would like to come on the show, just like our expert Daniel did today, to talk a bit about your journey, but not just the wins. I want to focus on challenges, just like Daniel did mention a lot of them today. This is exactly what I'm looking for on the show. And of course, come on and teach us something. So you can go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks so much, Daniel. Bye, guys. Catch you on the next episode. Woo!
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.